This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have been following the saga of the soon-to-be-late and already much-lamented Toys R Us the past couple of months. The company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year with more than $5 billion in debt on its books. But soon afterward, it did something that might seem to some remarkable, but which is actually pretty common. It asked the bankruptcy court judge for permission to pay big executive bonuses. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra explains what's going on with that.
Toys R Us couldn't pay its debts. So it might seem a little strange that 2 months after filing for bankruptcy, the retailer asked a judge for permission to pay its executives $32 million in bonuses. Mikey Fox is 47 and works at a Toys R Us store in Eugene, Oregon.
It did kind of make me mad that, you know, the company is in financial dire straits and it seems that it's okay to get that high of an amount.
It's not unusual for bankruptcy judges to approve executive bonuses. It happened recently with Radio Shack and Westinghouse Electric. This is kind of surprising, though, because Congress passed a law restricting bankruptcy bonuses a decade ago. In 2005, Congress overhauled the U.S. bankruptcy code, mostly the parts about individual bankruptcy. During the debate, some lawmakers criticized companies that paid multi-million dollar bonuses to their executives during bankruptcy, like Enron, WorldCom, and Polaroid. Senator Ted Kennedy spoke from the Senate floor.
Take a closer look at the examples of executives in some of America's largest corporations and see how lavishly they benefit while their companies win in a bankruptcy.
Now, at the time, companies had a justification for these bonuses. They said the goal of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy is for a company to shed some debts and start over. And it couldn't do that if its executives jumped ship. Lori Vaughn is a bankruptcy lawyer at Trenum Law in Florida.
When you have a distressed company, the loss of upper management can be disastrous. You would lose that institutional knowledge. So it's important to retain those individuals.
Senator Kennedy wanted to make it a lot harder for companies to award these retention bonuses. So he proposed an amendment that required them to clear some hurdles first, like
the company would have to show that that executive had another offer to go to another employer.
The amendment became law. But thanks to some crafty corporate lawyers, that wasn't the end of bankruptcy bonuses. David Skeel teaches law at the University of Pennsylvania.
What has turned out to happen is they're now reframed. And so instead of paying somebody to stay, which is essentially illegal now, what the bonuses do is they have performance metrics in them.
Like emerging from bankruptcy quickly or hitting certain sales goals. If a company meets those metrics, executives get a bonus. Skeel says courts often okayed these plans, and they became the new norm. And that is how the Toys R Us bonus plan got approved. In December of last year, a judge said the company could pay its executives up to $21 million in bonuses if it met some goals, like $641 million in annual earnings. Toys R Us says it fell short, so the company never paid the bankruptcy bonuses. But other companies in bankruptcy have. And Charles Kahn at the workers' rights group, the Strong Economy for All Coalition, says that means the law hasn't gone far enough.
Any other working American that fails at their job, they don't get extra, they don't get more, they don't get bonuses. And I think that we should hold the executives at the very highest levels to the same standards.
As for Toys R Us, the company's executives didn't go home empty-handed. Less than a week before the retailer filed for bankruptcy, it paid its execs $8 million to stay on board. In March, the company announced that it's shutting down entirely. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.